Hello, Funky Bunch listeners. You're listening to Jordan and the Funky Bunch. We've got a great show today. Plenty of Halloween-themed music, I think. I don't really remember. Yes, plenty of Halloween-themed music. Lots of monsters and such. Just played you the Twilight Zone theme. Great song. First song I'm going to be playing. I wasn't really prepared today, but the first song I'm going to be playing is from one of my favorite movies ever. My dad asked me to play it. It's from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm just going to get into it because it's a great song. Some nice laughs in there, isn't it great, guys? I really enjoyed that song. It's from my favorite movie. Sorry. All right, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan and the Funky Bunch, and I'm Jordan. I'm not the Funky Bunch. There is no Funky Bunch. But today, we've got a very special spooky episode. It's Jordan and the Spooky Bunch this week. I hope everyone enjoys. You can listen on WJRH.org if you're not already. And the next song I'll be playing is from another fantastic movie. It's from The Ghostbusters. My brother's favorite movie. And if he's listening, which he's not, I hope he enjoys it. Ghostbusters.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Jordan and the Funky Bunch.
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes the girls. I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Jordan and the Spooky Bunch. Wow. What a fantastic song. From a fantastic movie, might I add. Although, the song wasn't... Maybe the song was made for the movie. I couldn't tell you. I don't do any research before this show. Huh. Good one. The next song we'll be playing is another classic Halloween tune. Everyone knows it, and if you know it, sing it, because you know it.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
they did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the
monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you. Then you can monster mash and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Young boy.
Oh, silly Igor. I don't know what Igor was doing in the end of that, but he was doing something silly, to be sure. The next song we'll be playing isn't really Halloween themed, but the name certainly is, sort of. It's called Disturbia by the one and the only Rihanna. And I hope you enjoy it, because it certainly is a fantastic song.
What's wrong with me? This.
Disturbia. 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 Am I scaring you yet?
Darkness is the light. Disturbia in my skin.
That was Rihanna's Disturbia. And it's just a great song, to be honest. It really hits me where it hurts. I don't know why, but it just does. The next song I'll be playing is from an instant classic. Back in the day, there was a TV show called The Addams Family, and the theme song is incredible. So just hear it for yourself, because you'll love it as well. And make sure you snap along. That was a great song, wasn't it? I certainly enjoyed it. The next song we'll be playing is a very popular song made by a pretty popular band, but this is their all-time most popular hit. And it is Halloween-themed, of course, because how could I forget? I haven't forgotten. It's called Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. It's pretty good. It's 5 minutes long. Maybe I won't play all 5 minutes of it. Because I don't want to. But maybe you'll enjoy all 5 minutes of it. Who knows?
Thank you.
Hey, that was a pretty good song, and I played all 5 minutes of it. Aren't you proud of me? God, I'm a terrible radio host, I'm so sorry. Let's just keep playing music. The next song I'm playing is Spooky Scary Skeletons. It's a great song. I don't know what else to tell you. Just listen to it, please. Don't tune out.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from their sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
Bags of bones seem so unsafe, it's semi-serious.
Spooky, scary skeletons are silly all the same. They'll smile and scrabble slowly by and drive
you so insane.
Sticks and stones will break your bones, they seldom let you snooze. Spooky, scary skeletons will wake you.
Wow, wasn't that a good song? Spooky Scary Skeletons. It's a real what is it called? Instant hit. It really reverberated through my bones, to say the least. The next song we'll be playing is a very popular song, featuring Rihanna once again, but also another popular artist named by the name of Eminem. You might have heard of him. It's called The Monster. Very Halloween related, of course, but yeah. The Monster by Eminem and Rihanna.
Monster, the sound of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I flew, see. But it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the mom.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? It's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
Yodeling, think you'd be wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
I'm friends with
the But I had this vision one day that I'll walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled. And I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling. Back to the kids who play children. But if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that straw in the gold jump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket. Face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
That's a pretty good song. I also did a pretty good job, if I don't say myself, of bleeping out those curse words that I didn't know were in here. But I bleeped them in there. The next song I'll be playing is Highway to Heck by AC/DC. And this is just a phenomenal song. You're going to enjoy it because I know a little bit of a secret. I'm on the highway to heck. Peck. Heck. 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 Ah. Alright, I may have given a little spoiler into the next song because I'm a terrible DJ, but the next song I'll be playing is by Of Monsters and Men, because monsters are Halloween themed. It's hilarious, but it's Little Talks. Nothing to do with Halloween, but the artist does.
My dear,
the stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait.
Don't listen.
ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
That song has 22 seconds of just nothing at the end of it. I'm not sure why, but okay. The next song to play is The Purple People Eater by Sheb Wooley. I've listened to this song like 3 times before, and it's awful, but I hope you like it.
The thing coming out of the sky, it had a one long horn and one big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts,
flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
I had enough. I can't. That high-pitched voice is like Alvin and the Chipmunks all over again, and I can't do that anymore. Don't listen to that song. It's terrible. All right. The next song I'm going to play, all right, I guess I'm going a little bit off track now because I don't know what to play anymore. So I'm going to play a little bit of, looking up, oh, here we go. Perfect. You guys will like this. It has a lot to do with monsters. Wow, this song really is scary. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
that song's awful. It's awful. All right. We're going to play something more Halloween themed because Halloween is just Halloween's what we need to do today, not Skrillex and awfulness. So, the next song is called The Halloween Theme from Halloween, the movie. Lots of movie songs today by John Carpenter. It's a great song and it's a little bit spooky for your spook fans out there. So, here we go. Great, it's nice and spooky, and I'm gonna play one more song today because I don't have any more music to play because Halloween music is incredibly difficult to find only on Halloween. So I'm gonna be playing the main title sequence from Stephen King's It, and this is also a very good song, much more orchestrally significant. I don't know what I'm saying. Just listen to the song, please. And I'll be back to you after.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. I hope everyone enjoyed my show this week. It was supposed to be spooky themed, and I think I did a great job at that. I really couldn't tell you though, because I don't think many people listen to this. But yeah. Right now I'm playing Twin Peaks theme, because that's supposed to be a weird show. And my father loves Twin Peaks. But I hope you enjoyed my show. I'm Jordan of Jordan and the Funky / Spooky Bunch, whatever you want to call it. There is no spooky or funky bunch, but I hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And with that, I depart from you. But only for 7 days. And 7 days from tomorrow, I will see you. So have a nice week. And I hope I see you in the next one.